This is what you heard on Como Radio during World War II.
Good evening. It's the Boeing Hour, presented by Boeing, builder of the famous Flying Fortress.
This radio broadcast was aimed at getting more people to go to work building B-17 bombers.
Right here in Seattle, we're producing the best weapon this world ever has known. It seems rather incredible, doesn't it? To think that here in Seattle, on Puget Sound, in the northwestern part of the United States, history like that is being written. History that will be chronicled for the rest of time. There's no question about it. Here in Seattle, we are doing America's greatest war job. And in order to continue doing it successfully, we have to get a net gain of 9,000 workers for the Seattle Renton operations of the Boeing Aircraft Company.
Radio was very different back then, like the rest of the Pacific Northwest, like the rest of America. Como pitched in, airing programs like this one in prime time, as well as programs that featured union leaders among the thousands of Boeing workers.
Like a flying fortress to its thousands of members, the Aeromechanics Union takes to the air in order to keep its sisters and brothers and the American public better informed. Only in a democracy could this be possible.
The resulting effort was staggering. Mike Lombardi, Boeing's official historian, says when the war broke out, it took several months for the company to build a single B-17.
But at full production during World War II, here in Seattle, they were building 364 airplanes in 1 month. With a one-day record, get this, one day they built 15 airplanes. Just incredible.
The voice of the aircraft builders, Aeromechanics Lodge 751, leaves you with this word. We'll keep them flying so that America can keep democracy from dying.
Boeing worked together with other aircraft manufacturers to produce the B-17. In all, they built almost 13,000 flying fortresses before the end of the war. It was perhaps the greatest single contribution to America's arsenal of democracy. It would be a stretch to say the B-17 and its successor, the B-29 Superfortress, won the war. But Lombardi and other historians say without them, we almost certainly would have lost.
Until then, this is Harry Jordan urging you to do everything you can for a quicker victory.
Pete Combs, Como News.